lady, what do you do all day, lady? How do you spend your time, lady?
Got no time to be standing here gossiping, got no time to be answering. Beds need making, the dishes need washing, and then to me dusting and polishing. Scrubbing and sweeping and sewing and cleaning and cooking and ironing. Are you listening? I'm a production line all by myself, only my wages are missing. Three kids of 8 and 7 and 2, leisure is just a mythology. When it's over my head, I can't go to bed, it's temper or else psychology. Mary's bedwetting and Tommy is jealous, a baby is yelling, it's driving me crazy. A nurse and a nanny until I'm a granny, but why is it nobody pays me? I care for a lovely old mother-in-law, she's 87 and cranky. Husband's home with a feverish cold. Run for the tea and the hankies, the hot water bottle, the telly, the paper, and now the kids have it. It must be contagious, and now I'm the family medical staff. But where the hell are me wages? If wives and mothers all took to their heels, you'd soon be needing an army. And paying them all their union wages, I bet it would drive you barmy. All eyes and ears, all hands and feet, my sign is Gemini, should have been two of me. I do the work of a dozen a day, but where are the wages due to me? With wages so low, prices so high, budgeting must be meticulous. The hours I spend in looking for bargains and cooking them is really ridiculous. And though my man's doing all that he can, what he brings home isn't making his meat, and I'll have to go out for a wage myself if the family's going to keep eating. Hi, up in the morning before all the family get the grub on the table. Beds need making, the dishes need washing, it's everything done on the double. Drop the kids off at their school and run from me bus. Don't you think it's outrageous? I'd more than enough with me labor of love. Now I'm doing another for wages. Me boss is as good as a boss can be, but the office is just like a nursery. Smoothing his life, soothing his trouble, remembering his anniversary. Reminding, hurry and scurry and worry, and into the frying pan, out of the cage, and it's home from home wherever I roam. But at least I'm getting my wages. On my way home, I shop for the dinner and then have a tidy around. Billy comes in, sits down with the papers, says, girl, don't you ever sit down. Men of the world, would you think it was strange, think it was right, think it was funny to slog every night at a job for free after slogging all day for your money? So give me my wages, give me my due, I'm opting out of the system. Give me bonuses, overtime, sick leave, and paid holidays and a pension. Then I can strike, work to rule, or go slow, or object to conditions and hours for wages would give me the power to have a say in a world where a person who happens to be female is supposed to be happy to spend all her time as a baby minder, sock binder, bacon fryer, dish dryer, floor sweeper, light sleeper, brow smoother, mend the Hoover, nappy folder, hand holder, onion chopper, mess mopper, button sewer, to and froer, tidy upper.
What's for supper?
Money stretcher, run and fetcher. Cake baker, backacre, early waker, bed maker, breakfast maker, lunch maker, tea maker, sandwich maker.
Lady, what do you do all day? Lady, it's your only life. When they ask you, what do you say?
Oh, I don't work. I'm nothing but a housewife.